What is going on now with bird flu is very close to an exact replay of what happened with COVID.
Egg prices are not something that is random. It's something else, and you have to follow the money. Today, we're going to talk about what's really behind the scarcity of eggs, the price. I'm interviewing Clayton Baker, MD, doctor of internal medicine for over 25 years. Doc, it's a pleasure to meet you. Now, you have some amazing insights to this bird flu, which is a bit of a deja vu of a playbook that I think just happened recently. I wanted to bring you on because maybe you can kind of give us the simple version of what potentially could be going on. As far as, could this be something that is accidental or maybe manufactured?
Yes. Well, thanks for having me very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to speak, and thanks for taking the time to read my article. If we just use basic pattern recognition skills, we can see that what is going on now with bird flu is very close to an exact replay of what happened with COVID. What we see is a several-step process by which people intentionally are creating fear and creating a pandemic or attempting to create a pandemic in order to obtain some kind of control over us. This is clearly what happened with COVID, as you know, even the CIA has admitted now that the virus came out of the lab in Wuhan, that it was an engineered virus. Around 2012 or somewhere about thereabouts was found in a cave of bats in China and was brought to the lab and was manipulated for several years to essentially weaponize it. Late in 2019, that virus was released. Whether it was intentional or unintentional, it remains unclear, but it definitely came out of the lab. They allowed the World Military Games, which is an Olympic type event, to take place in Wuhan, China, of all places, brought all kinds of people from all over the world, allowed it to spread. And then by early 2020, it was declared to be this pandemic. We had all of these civil rights violations locking us down, not allowing us to earn a living in the name of protecting us from this virus. They have a countermeasure, and the countermeasure is to develop these vaccines. They could compel us, they could kind of coerce us into taking these highly profitable and turns out quite toxic vaccines. For what reason? Because they would make a lot of money, and because they would exert control over us to continue to take these vaccines in the future. So now let's fast forward to what's happening right now with the bird flu. There are multiple labs that have taken a previously naturally occurring H5N1 bird flu. They've been manipulating it in the lab, doing gain of function, which means trying to make it more transmissible and more virulent. And in fact, they're very aggressively trying to get it to jump species, which is, there's no good reason to do this. Two of the prominent labs in the United States that are doing this are the Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory, which is owned and operated by our own USDA, is doing this crazy research in Athens, Georgia, and it's almost certain that this is the location by which the current circulating clade, as they call it, of this virus leaked out of. Now, whether it leaked out intentionally or unintentionally, I don't know, but we're pretty confident that's where it came from. And Peter McCulloch and Nick Hulsher and some other people have done some incredible work to trace this, incredible detective work to trace this down. They've published it, and no one's even bothered to try and refute it. Of course, our FDA is now claiming that they're doing all they can to contain this, when in fact, they almost certainly leak the virus out. I don't know whether it was intentional or not. The other lab, and there's multiple labs that do this type of gain-of-function research on bird flu that's really implicated in this, is at the University of Wisconsin Veterinary School. There's a guy, a Japanese national by the name of Yoshihiro Kawaoka. He's been there for many years, funded by all kinds of sources. He's funded by NIH. He's funded by Gates Foundation. Does all kinds of just really ill-advised stuff. President Obama, back in 2014, put a temporary ban on gain-of-function research in the United States. Some of the people that blew the whistle on him, you wouldn't believe. Paul Offit, who's one of the big apologists for vaccines, was one of the people who was so alarmed by what this guy Kawaoka was doing that even he blew the whistle on him. Anthony Fauci found a way around this largely by outsourcing the stuff to China for the coronavirus work, and to some extent just ignoring Obama's ban. But that's how bad these gain-of-function people are. Now you've got these leaked, lab-manipulated viruses that are out there. And fortunately, what we're seeing in the population is not as bad as they're advertising. Birds that are getting sick, occasional cows that are getting the virus as well, although the cows don't get very sick. I'm not aware of any. There may be some, but I'm not aware of any cow deaths. And 67 human beings in North America in the last couple of years have gotten this. And for the overwhelming majority of them, it's been conjunctivitis. It's been pink eye. There was one report of a person who died in Louisiana with the bird flu. They would not go so far as to say that the person died of the bird flu, although some of the media outlets claimed that, but that has not been stated. They are encouraging the farmers to do willy-nilly PCR testing on their flocks. If they test positive, what they're doing is mass slaughtering the entire flock if so much as one bird tests positive for the illness.
A PCR test, which has a lot of false positives, they have one positive, they will kill the entire flock. Some of these farms have millions of chickens, correct?
Correct. So they can kill hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of birds at once because of one or two positive PCR tests. That's why, and this is important for listeners to know, that's why we have a shortage. The shortage is not because the birds are dying of the bird flu. The shortage is because they're being mass slaughtered if there's even one or two or a small number of positive tests.
Have you heard anything about this happening in smaller backyard farms, people having chickens in their backyards? Is that occurring in that environment at all, or is it just mainly the industrial size chicken farms?
It's an excellent question. I don't have a definitive answer, but what I would say is that supposedly this individual that got extremely sick in Louisiana caught it from their backyard chicken farm. However, the what's causing the price of eggs to go up is this ridiculous policy of slaughtering whole flocks when you have one or a few positive tests. And of course, to show you how dishonest the whole process is, they call it culling. Well, you can look up the definition of culling in the dictionary. It has nothing to do with mass slaughter. Mass slaughter is the opposite of culling. That's how dishonest this process is. And according to the sources I've heard from, we've spent our taxpayer dollars over $1.25 billion to fund this mass slaughter of these animals. So we are paying with our own tax dollars to kill these animals, to drive up food prices, to make a shortage of eggs. And this is driving this whole thing, not the flu itself.
Basically, the farmers get paid for that loss from the taxpayers.
Correct. So the farmers have a perverse incentive, and I don't blame the farmers because the farmers are caught between a rock and a hard place. They've got the government coming in and telling them, we need to test your birds, but don't worry, if they test positive, we'll pay to kill them and we'll pay you at least market price, maybe more, in order to solve the problem. What it's doing is artificially creating a shortage. It's artificially creating fear. It's artificially creating a crisis. Instead of locking us all down and holding us hostage physically or metaphorically until we accept the human vaccines, what they're doing instead is they're destroying an important element of our food supply unless we allow them to mass vaccinate all these birds.
So that's really the agenda, is they want to mass vaccinate now entire farms. That's really what they want to do.
There's no other way around it, because right before Trump took office, what did they do? They gave a conditional approval to Zoetis, which is a very large animal vaccine company. A couple of days before Trump was inaugurated, the Biden administration gave a $590 million grant to our old friends Moderna to start developing mRNA-based technologies for bird flu. So so again, what does it come down to? We come down to it just like with COVID, a big payoff for Moderna to force us all to accept mRNA vaccines.
What do we really need to do to stop this? What are some things that need to happen?
We need to acknowledge what's going on. This is not a bunch of well-meaning scientists trying to stamp out disease. This is a criminal enterprise. This is basically a protection racket, you know? Nice little farm you got there. It'd be a shame if anything were to happen to it. Don't worry, we'll protect it, you know, and then we pay you off to do whatever we want with it. If Paul Offit could figure it out in 2012 and Barack Obama could figure out in 2014, why on earth, after all this we've been put through in COVID, are we not realizing it right now? This gain of function research has to stop. You know, I've said in other places, you don't save Tokyo by creating Godzilla. And this is what they are doing. They're saying, we're going to create Godzilla so we can create a vaccine against Godzilla. What on earth are we doing here?
Unfortunately, you can't speak freely about certain topics, but I think things are going to change. Primary target needs to be shutting down these gain of function labs immediately, because it's like, why do we need those? It's like, it's, you're producing weapons that are against humanity. It is completely criminal and insane to the nth degree.
So many people are embedded in this to some extent or another. And I think some people that are low to mid-level don't realize exactly why they're doing what they're doing. They believe that what they're being told to do is appropriate. I'll tell you just a funny story. One of the people who is a placeholder at HHS, or rather at the CDC right now, he was the former state health commissioner in Maine during COVID. So very much in line with the lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. One of the things that's stated on the CDC website is that he was involved back earlier in his career with bird flu mitigation in Cambodia. Now, of course, Cambodia is a relatively poor country in Southeast Asia where supposedly these viruses originate. The current recommendations in Cambodia were about 95% of chickens are owned by family farms, you know, maybe 50 to 100 chickens maximum, is if your bird gets sick, you separate the bird from the rest of the flock. Preferably, you sacrifice that animal. Don't eat it. Wash your hands. Common sense.
One solution, too, is to have a lot more small farms and start buying eggs from smaller farms, your local farmers markets. Find a local farmer, because that way we keep things not so centralized, where all of our eggs are in one basket, so to speak.
Yes, I agree. I'll tell you, though, one thing is that this is interesting. I agree with you 100%. Recently in England, which, of course, is a UK, is just an absolute mess in so many different ways. But UK is trying to force people, I don't know exactly where it's at right now, but to force people to register any home poultry that they have. And the National Association for Veterinary Medicine, which is highly beholden to pharma, has put out a release recently that, you know, small family poultry holdings may be a risk to public health. So don't think that they're not going to come after your backyard chickens. You can't run and hide from this. So we have to take action. We have to make sure that these people are stopped.
I really appreciate you doing the work, consolidating all this information and making it easy to understand. And for those of you watching, spread this video out to your friends and family, because we need to get the word out, so we don't go into this mass agreement that this is what we want. We want to change. And I'm really adamant about making sure this data goes right into the new administration so they can do something about it. Thank you so much, Dr. Baker. I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll stay in touch, and we'll collaborate very soon.
Very good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.